This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And welcome to Friday.
Are you okay?
What's gotten into you?
Right before we started recording, Barry was singing a little bit of, would you say a namesake? Barry Manilow?
Oh my God. So I always randomly break into song and then I just like reel it back. But like, we really did make it. Oh my God.
Okay. This is bad. And maybe I'm revealing my age here, but I don't actually know. I never know the difference between Barry Manilow and Rod Stewart.
Okay, I thought you were gonna. Okay, that's not so bad. I mean,
they're just like pretty.
They're very older, different.
They're like pretty older white men who I feel like I don't really care for either of them. Like, I don't really know their music well.
I'm definitely a bigger Barry Manilow fan than Rod Stewart. But remember Rod Stewart's daughter, Kimberly Stewart? What show was she on?
No,
or did she have her own show? Really? Look, you'll enjoy that. Google that.
Okay, great.
They're identical too. Like, his daughter looks like him. Like, they're the same person.
Speaking of random reality shows, I assume you've been seeing commercials for The Bradshaw Bunch, which premiered last night.
I mean, yes, of course.
I just like, what is the target audience for that?
Okay.
Are you gonna watch it?
Okay, so here's the thing. I like Terry Bradshaw, though, like, because I obviously know him through the football world. But you know, obviously, I am a sucker for family reality shows. Like, Don't Be Tardy has been on this morning because they're getting ready for their premiere of their new season. But every year, E! Tries to come out with a new show. And now I think they're really, really, really going for it, knowing the Kardashians are ending. Like, they are never going to find a show to replace it, but they need to fill that void. Name a family. They have had a show on E! Literally. They have every family.
Very Cavallari ended, which is obviously not the same level as Kardashians, but, you know, a kind of a flagship show, I would say.
Gaston O'Girls was my favorite show. Gastineau Girls, I loved. Dylan, you don't know that.
Name a thirstier person on this planet than Britt Gastineau.
No, I know, but it's so funny, like, because they're from, like, the area where I'm from, so I, like, know people who knew them, but, like, she's older than me, so, but it's just, like, it's so funny.
Did their dad play in the NFL or something?
Yes, their dad, yeah, Frank Gastineau was in the NFL.
So it's literally the same thing as Bradshaw Bunch.
100%, but, also, the Jonas Brothers, someone else that I'm missing had a show on E! But there is
the Lamas family, like, Leave It to Lamas, Shane and Lorenzo, and I don't know, I can't. I mean, there have been many a stupid reality show, like, you know.
Yes. Oh my God, we should like have an entire episode about this.
They've been showing so many commercials for Bradshaw Bunch on Bravo, and
yes.
I'm like, I cannot take this on. I will watch. I'll gladly watch a new show, but not that. Not that.
Because they have. Obviously, my other favorite one is Chrisley Knows Best. Like, I actually have watched that since the beginning. I thought that was funny, but it's also funny as the kids get older. It's like not enjoyable anymore, which is why I want the Kardashians to stay on, because I want to see the kids grow up, like their whole childhood.
I have never watched an episode of Chrisley. I don't really understand it, but, you know, to each their own.
To each their own.
Let's get into last night's part two of the Real Housewives of New York reunion. We are back in the Ohika Castle.
I have one thing to say before we get into this, because I just want to say that the Osborne family started reality TV.
I don't know if they started it, but they were definitely like in that wave.
Okay, that's literally all I had to say. So we're back at the reunion. Yes.
Dorinda and Tinsley are still mad at each other. You know, I really feel like I'm glad Tinsley came to this reunion just because I feel like she did her part to do, you know, her due diligence and, you know, go out in a positive way. But I feel bad that she flew to this reunion, had to quarantine to be there, and basically just got yelled at by Dorinda for however long she was in that chair.
Yeah. Also, I know that all reunions are filmed in one shot. Like, it's not like, okay, we're filming episode 1, 2, 3. But in last night's episode, Dorinda seemed a lot more calm. Was she still angry? Yes, but she was a bit more calm.
Well, yeah, I feel like the beginning, she was like hyped up at the beginning because it was still about her and Tinsley. But then once Tinsley left, they weren't really talking about her. I mean, they were talking about Lou and Ramona and Leah. And like, for the most part, Dorinda either is not super involved in that stuff or she has more positive feelings, I guess, except for Ramona.
Yeah. But also,
you know, she likes Leah. You know, Dorinda loves Luann. She loves Leah. It's, you know, ultimately her main trigger point is Tinsley, and Tinsley only stayed for like 15 minutes of the episode.
Trigger is like an understatement. I don't know what that girl, like, that is like, yeah.
That bitch!
Like, that is like in high school where that one girl like shows up to the party and you like have to leave because you can't even be in the same room because her presence is there.
You're like,
and,
no. If I have one more drink, I'm going to punch her.
Yeah, we do not condone violence, but yeah, like
it's, physical altercations. No, yeah, physical.
But like Tinsley, I've said this forever about Tinsley. I'm like, girl, I just want you to get like stronger. Like, if that were me, I wouldn't have let Dorinda get a word in edgewise. And like, that's just like a personality difference, obviously. But Tinsley, like, she did a great job at standing up for herself. But the fact that even last week when the women were like, oh, she would never win against Tinsley, like, you don't want someone saying that about you. You want them to have your back. You want them to be like, no, put her in her place. And she just like, she's not, she can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's hard too because gentle. Tinsley, she can stand her ground, but I think this is an odd situation because she's already gone. You know, she basically, she said at one point when Dorinda was talking over her, she was like, please let me talk. I'm going to Chicago. I'm literally never going to be in this group again. Please just let me say what I want to say. And Dorinda was really not interested. It's funny, on both the Beverly Hills and New York reunion this week, we got over and over and over again talking about being honest, which is...
Yeah, I noticed that last night. They're like, be honest.
It's just to me, like, that's not really the main point of Housewives. It's like, of course you should be showing things that are happening in your lives, but like, when I'm watching a season of Housewives, I don't go into it with the expectation that nobody's going to tell any mistruth about anything that's going on. And Ramona calls Dorinda, so Dorinda's saying that Tinsley wasn't honest, and then Ramona's like, Dorinda, we found out about your breakup with John in Page Six on camera. And Dorinda's like, well, you know, like, wow, like my friend gave the story, and then I don't know, like it was so weird.
Yeah.
I just don't understand like why Dorinda thinks she has like such an upper hand to drag Tinsley for this, when it seems like she's kind of done a similar thing.
Everyone blames others for something they don't like, but they've done it themselves too, if that makes sense. So like, but, you're right.
Is that the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But like, it's funny because Tinsley was absolutely honest about everything she did this entire season. So I thought it was so interesting for Dorinda to say that. And let me just tell you, even that night, sorry, I keep clearing my throat. Even that night when Tinsley was like telling the girls when they went out to that, like they were sitting at that high table and like Dorinda made that turkey baster comment, like that night when they were all like, they all like kind of were ganging up on her about Scott. She didn't like tell them yet. She didn't even get the words out yet. So she wasn't not being honest. She just didn't say it yet. There's a difference.
When you're talking to someone that you have history like that with, where it's clearly a complicated relationship, there have been ups and downs, not telling people right away that you have hung out with that person or you're talking to that person again, that's not being honest. That's choosing to let it go for a bit and see where it goes before you put it all out there, especially when there are cameras on. It would be one thing to send a text to your girlfriend and be like, hey, I'm talking to Scott again. Like, we'll see where this goes. But if she didn't know if it was really going to be a thing, she probably didn't want it on the TV show, because it would have been, you know, if you go on one date with someone and then it goes nowhere and you already told everyone about it, you look like the clown. Like,
right.
That's not fun for anyone. That's not what anyone likes to do. I just think, you know, it's clearly time for Tinsley to go. They talked about the whole thing where Dorinda freaked out at the season finale when Leah brought up Tinsley's name. And it's funny because Andy basically backed Tinsley up and was like, look, she talked to Bravo, she talked to me, she talked to Shed, the production company. Everyone was pretty much on good terms with that. It was a mutual understanding. And Dorinda still kind of can't accept that. She's like, well, you know, they didn't tell us. You know, Bethany left. We were already down one. And then Tinsley left. And it's like, give it up. It's in the past. You still did a whole season. It was fine. Like,
right. Also, like, if you don't want to be here, go ahead. Go. Like, who, like, everyone is allowed to make their own decisions. Tinsley made her decision. But I know we recapped Beverly Hills yesterday, but this kind of goes with what we were talking about. And I meant to say it yesterday when Rinna was talking to Denise about text messages and she was threatening to bring up text messages. But then when Denise was like, do you want me to bring up yours? And Rinna was like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Like, it's just accountability. It is accountability. Like, why can you do something? Oh, but if someone does it to you, it's like not okay. That's exactly what is happening in New York right now. Like, the whole thing, Ramona was deflecting the whole time, everything. Well, you did it. Like, these women are like in kindergarten.
Well, and own Tinsley, it. I own think it. Very astutely tells Dorinda that, she says, your Achilles heel is that you can never be wrong. And that, I mean, we've seen it time and time again that Dorinda just, when she is angry about something or feels like somebody else did something wrong, she will never accept that. And, you know, she's not coming back next season. So it's just interesting that we see, I mean, Tinsley leaves midway through this episode. She clearly left the show by choice, but then you have Dorinda, who's kind of like acting like she, you know, is about to murder Tinsley, and then she doesn't get to come back next season. And it's like, sorry.
Well, and the fact that they brought up Bethany, and then all of a sudden Ramona was like, why the fuck are we talking about Bethany? Like, they were so like bitter about that. But again, when they were talking about her, Ramona was like, I'm very much like Leah. Like, we didn't have a man supporting us. And like, we started from that. And then they were talking about like everyone except Bethany. Cause Bethany obviously is like her own businesswoman too. And like, did it all herself.
Ramona's like, we're self-made. We don't have a husband. Our husband didn't die. We didn't get money from a person. And it's like, okay, just say, just call
you can
him
tell
out.
Leah. Right. Leah was like, right. Okay. All right. Just reel it back in.
I did think it was interesting. Dorinda is clearly the one on the show who still is close with Bethany. And she didn't really want to say that, but she clearly feels like it's ammunition that Leah was brought to the show by Bethany. And Andy, again, kind of is
God, I loved that.
Basically, it's an oversimplification. Bethany gave Bravo a whole list of people that she thought could be good on the show. We've talked to Leah, and Leah has said she's never met Bethany.
Right.
And Andy also said that Leah was on a different list that the producers came up with separately from Bethany's list. And so it's like, was there some connection between Bethany getting Leah on the show? Like, yes, in a sense, but it's not like Bethany was like, this girl Leah's perfect, you must cast her.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
You know what else Andy said that I loved? Who cares? He kept going, but honestly, who cares? Like, who cares? Why do you care? The whole thing stemmed from that toast that Leah was making, and I feel like Dorinda just took it out of context. Leah wasn't being like, thank you, Tinsley, for this entire season. She was really saying thank you. Well, she didn't even thank Tinsley. She was just saying, I want to also just state, like, Tinsley kind of introduced me to this group. Like, she did not say Tinsley got me on the show. She did not say anything. Her toast was completely taken out of, there wasn't even context to be taken out of. Like, it was very clear what she was saying.
Well, watching it back, Leah didn't even get her sentence out. She literally said Tinsley's name and Dorinda blew up. So it's like, I think the gist of the toast was going to be like, you know, Tinsley introduced me and now I'm friends with you guys or whatever, but she didn't even get there. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Obviously, Dorinda did not look great in that situation. Ramona gets up to pee in the middle of a conversation and forgets her mask. You know, it's...
thinks that we're, like, another one of those Ramonas where, like, it's literally, who do you think you are? She, like, got up. They were like, where are you going? Like, Andy literally is, like, a kindergarten teacher. And he's like, sit back down. She's like, I just have to pee. Continue on with the conversation. What do you mean? Like, you're part of the group.
She's literally like, use the other camera angle or whatever, you know, like.
What? Like, I don't get it. And also, when Tinsley was leaving, like, leaving, Dorinda was, like, started running to go to the bathroom. And because she definitely just didn't want to say goodbye to Tinsley. And they're like, Dorinda, you forgot your mask. So she had to run all the way back to her seat and then go back. Like, I can't. Sometimes I just want to be like, everyone, sit in a circle and let's sing Kumbaya.
One moment that I did appreciate, so Andy asked Luann a viewer question.
Yes.
Excuse me, kind of like chastising her a little bit for the way she's talked about her experience with law enforcement and kind of making it sound more severe than it was. And Luann, I thought, you know, responded to that really graciously and said, you know, these are things that I'm still learning about and dealing with. And she took the opportunity to talk about how our, you know, prison system and law enforcement system in this country is messed up and that there are a lot of people incarcerated who shouldn't be. And, you know, the system is really, it doesn't work the way it should. And it's the kind of thing where that's not a topic that you would expect this group of women to really be having a productive conversation about. So I appreciated that they gave Luann that moment and that she actually, I think, used it really well and said some good things. And, you know, overall, I think she is doing good work.
I agree. I think her response was really, well thought out, even though it was on the spot. And like, she was kind of, you're right. The listener or the viewer was just basically telling her how the words she was using were not accurate, right. And like incarceration. And like, she went to jail for 1 day or 3 days. I don't remember. Like, it's not, and Luann never was comparing her situation to anyone else's, but she kind of just needed to get more educated in what like,
I think just kind of understand the way her words have meaning, and I think she is getting that, and she seems like she really is invested in this topic. And I feel like imagining someone like Ramona or Dorinda getting that same feedback from a viewer, I feel like Ramona would be like, well, I don't know the word, why would I know what to say, I've never heard it, but like blah 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 blah. Whereas Luann, you know, she took that moment and did a good job with it. And they actually talked a lot about Luann kind of having a better season this year. And I liked that they flashed back to last year's reunion and Andy saying that everyone is basically fed up with Lou with all the cabaret stuff. And, you know, she had so many issues with Bethany last season. And, you know, it's nice to see. I wouldn't say this was the most exciting season for Luann in terms of what she had going on, but she had a really just positive season in terms of her life, which was nice to see.
Yeah. And I remember throughout the season when we watched, like, sometimes it was fun in the beginning when Luann was sober and she was like the voice of reason. It was like nice to see that side mm-hmm. of it. But at the same time, like, we do like a good drink in Luann, you know?
I mean, obviously I don't know, you know, her personal journey with drinking, but she did seem, even after she started drinking again in the season, it never seemed like she was out of control or whatever. I mean, you have about 3 or 4 people in that cast who were always more drunk than Luann, so.
Yeah. We also, like, this last night's episode was very, a little confusing to me regarding Lisa. I was combining their names. Leah and Ramona, because they were not yelling at each other. They kind of made up. They did like a little elbow touch because you're not allowed to hug. And it seemed, I would not say they're on good terms, but I would say that they are getting along for the
Say that they are not acting like, I would say they're acting like two people who are probably going to be on another season of the show together. And that, you know, I think I appreciate that they are sort of making an effort to be on a similar level with each other, because usually seasons go better when everyone is sort of on at least tentative good terms with each other at the beginning. Because it's hard to go into a season with two people that are already like blood rivals, because where do you go from there? And I like that. I think Ramona, I wish she had done a better job of owning up and apologizing for the way she brought up Leah's mental health struggles on camera. Mm-hmm. I think she sort of still, the way she was almost, it almost seemed like she was guilting Leah for not bringing it up on her own sooner. And she's like, well, you know, people are struggling with that. You could be a good influence and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, but that's still her decision whether or not she wants to make that public. Just because it's a thing that people struggle with, it's not her obligation to talk about having bipolar disorder the second she gets on TV. Like, I think it's, Ramona was sort of, it felt very disingenuous, because it's like, you've had stuff that other people are going through that you didn't want brought up on camera right away. Like, it's not that simple. And I think she kind of was like lying to herself a little bit, but overall she did apologize. Maybe she gets it, maybe she doesn't, but whatever.
The issue is that she was also making accusations. Like, she was talking about Leah's medication. That's also none of your business. Like, that's what you're talking about, things you legitimately don't know anything about. So that was a little frustrating. I'm sure it was a little more frustrating for Leah. But, you know, what you said before about them, you know, being acquaintances, getting ready for next season, it's, we've seen this before in the past, other franchises too. It's so awkward to me when you see a new season of any show and you know for a fact that one or two of the women have not spoken for the entire year up until they just started filming. Cause it's so not, either it is genuine because like they are just like here for a show, or it's not because it's like they have no relationship. They're literally both just on the contract and have to be there for the cameras.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I feel confident that I feel confident that Leah and Ramona are not, you know, going to meet up to go out for lunch when the cameras aren't there. But I do think they have a respect level for one another. I think Ramona has definitely sort of treated Leah poorly in terms of the way she tries to hold her accountable for like the sex stuff. And, you know, that's just, she's done a bad job of it, but I do think they have some kind of level of understanding where I don't think, if they were to start filming today for next season, I wouldn't be like, oh God, like they wouldn't be like, why are they even together? You know, they could have lunch and it would be civil, you know?
I kind of want to see a lunch between Leah and Ramona.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, if they cast a couple new people and everyone else besides Dorinda stays, I feel like Leah and Ramona are kind of the two, like, queen bees, almost, because it's like Leah's, like, the new generation. Obviously, she's kind of her own thing on the show right now. And I feel like between Lou and Sonia and Ramona, Ramona's kind of, like, the Regina George of the group. I feel like that could be really interesting.
The Regina George of the group. That's funny. Oh, so we have one more episode of this reunion situation, which will be honestly, next week.
I don't even remember like what we still have to talk about, to be honest.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do have something else to talk about that was confirmed yesterday. That Nene will no longer be returning to Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, it's been in the press. Like, we've seen it. We're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, is it true? But, like, Andy Cohen confirmed it, which means it is true.
Yeah.
And then she confirmed it.
Nene posted she posted a YouTube video, which it's the kind of thing where it's like, I know you want to, like, get your YouTube views, but, like, just post an Instagram. I'm not going to go watch that. She's like, she said something about needing to like protect her peach, which I don't think means what she thinks it means. I don't know. you know, I'll give my number one Bravo Leb in the group to Nene one last time. Cause I feel like, you know, she's an iconic housewife. Of course, I think most of us can agree that it was probably time for her to go. Just, you know, I don't truly think she wanted to be there. I think she liked the check, but I don't, you know, all good things must come to an end, as Nelly Furtado said.
I love that. All good things must come to an end. You know what, Dylan? We haven't. Best. Yes.
Lovers to friends.
Oh my God. I love that. Wait, stop. I'm going to do mine to Nene too, just because you're right. Like, we can't give it to her on another season.
But also, but also to Tinsley, because she's never coming back either.
Okay, yeah. So both of ours go to Nini and Tinsley. Thank you. Thank you both for your time and generosity and everything you've done for us and our podcast.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Monday talking about Potomac and with a very special interview with Monique Samuels. So you will not want to miss that. So come back on Monday. And have a great weekend. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and join our Facebook group.
And also go to shopbetches.com and shop our Bravo merch. Love you all.
That's excellent advice.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.